Welcome to the Next Level Human Podcast. As a human, you have a job to do. In fact, you have four jobs: to earn and manage money, to attain and maintain health and fitness, to build and sustain personal relationships, to find meaning and make a difference. None of these jobs are taught in school, and that is what this podcast is designed to do: to educate us all on living our most fulfilled lives through the mastery of these four jobs. I'm your host, Dr. Jade Tita, and I believe we are here living this life for three reasons and three reasons only: to learn, to teach, and to love. In this podcast, I will be learning, teaching, and loving right along with you. I'm grateful to have your company. Here's to our next level. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I am your host, Dr. Jade Tita. Today's conversation is one that I think is going to be fun for everyone and a little bit counterintuitive, but it is a topic that has been picking up steam in the news, in health and fitness, and many health and fitness professionals have started to pick this concept up. And of course, you may, if you follow me on all my social media accounts, you may have seen me for the last several months putting up a service where you can get this practice for free. And so what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about the idea of what would be termed exercise snacks. Snacks sort of in quotation, because obviously we are not talking about eating donuts and snacking on food. We're talking about snacking on physical activity. And in the research, this is oftentimes referred to as VILPA, V-I-L-P-A, or VIPA. VILPA stands for Vigorous Intermittent Lifestyle Physical Activity, or VIPA, Vigorous Intermittent Physical Activity. Now, of course, in research, researchers are always coming up with these big, long activities or big, long acronyms and names for things that make it a little bit more complicated. But the way to think about this is think about this as interval training that is not done within a workout, but done throughout the day. Very short micro bursts. Now, there is some terminology we have to work out here. I'm going to do a whole other podcast on micro workouts, but micro bursts and micro workouts are somewhat different. So micro bursts or exercise snacking or burst training or VILPA or VIPA, we're talking about all the same things here. Vigorous, intermittent, lifestyle, physical activity that is spread out throughout the day. These little intermittent activities, these vigorous bouts of intermittent activity spread throughout the day, typically last in the research a few seconds, like 30 seconds, up to a few minutes, like 3 minutes. Typically, they are right around 1 minute to 3 minutes in duration, a very short period of time. And a micro workout is different in the research. A micro workout is typically a workout that is between 10 and 15 minutes. Now, if you are familiar with the metabolic female programs and metabolic male programs that I offer and their precursors, metabolic aftershock, metabolic prime, and metabolic renewal, these are micro workouts. And so when you're looking at the research in exercise and you see micro workouts being referred to and being studied, these are longer workouts that are 10 to 15 minutes in duration. And these are called micro workouts because typically workouts will last anywhere from 30 minutes on the short end up to 90 minutes on the long end. And so me and my business partners over at Metabolic, when I was with Metabolic, we really pioneered this micro workout to the masses all the way back with Metabolic Aftershock in 2014. Prior to that, Metabolic Effect, the company I started initially, was doing this all the way back starting in 2014. for. And that's where I want to start this discussion, because let's go back all the way to 2004 when I was on my way driving back from medical school from Seattle, Washington to Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Very long trip. And one of the things that I did on that road trip is I would stop every time I had to pee at a rest area or every time I had to fill up and get gas. One of the things I would do is I would set a timer and or a certain amount of things to do. For example, I used to do 70, try to do 70 push-ups every time I would stop, or 1 minute of squat jumps, or 2 minutes of lunges. And I didn't have any equipment, but I would do this throughout the day. And as you can imagine, you're doing long drives, driving 10 to 12 hours daily. You're stopping every couple hours. And so I was getting in six, sometimes seven or eight, especially when I was drinking a lot of water and had to pee a lot, of these movements, these micro bursts. This was all the way back in 2004. And I found this is a very effective way to get my workout in when I was on the road. So I started doing this out of necessity when I would take long drives, which I love to do and still love to do. Even when I was in Seattle, I used to take long drives down to see my uncle and aunt in Los Angeles. And so I would do these micro workouts and got into a habit of doing this. And then I started to incorporate them sort of into my daily life, long days in the clinic when I couldn't get a workout in, or long days when I was teaching where I knew I wasn't going to get a workout in, or long days when I was at a medical conference or something like that, when I knew I couldn't get a workout in. I would use these, what I called at the time, burst training is what I called it. These short bursts of activity spread throughout the day. And I did these in two specific ways that we're going to talk about in this particular podcast. And we'll get into some of the research as well, because a lot of this research didn't exist when I first started doing this. It was just something that I did because it was efficient and convenient. And me and my brother, Keone, just got very into doing these very short duration bouts or bursts of activity to keep our exercise up. At the time, we were far more fanatical about this stuff than we are now. This would be in our early 30s, late 20s, early 30s versus now in our early 50s. And so there are two ways that we used to do this. One way would just be to pick some kind of activity that would get our lungs going and get our muscles going. For example, like a burpee with a push-up at the bottom and a jump at the top. And we would do these for 1 to 2 minutes, and then that would be what we do. Then we'd get back in the car, or we'd get back to teaching, or we'd get back into, you know, the conference that we were at. Now, another way that we would do this is we would pick a body part, and we would do this body part throughout the day. For example, let's say I'm going to pick push-ups. What I would do then is I would, every couple hours during the day, is I would do as many push-ups as I could inside of 1 to 2 minutes. Now, believe it or not, I started doing this stuff before I carried a cell phone with me everywhere. So initially, I would do this just for a set number of repetitions, maybe like 70 to 100 push-ups. And that would take me 1 to 3, sometimes up to 5 minutes. And that's one way to do this, is to just set a number of repetitions. For example, let's say you are doing push-ups and you're going to set 25 push-ups as your intermittent burst. So you do 25 push-ups, 2 hours later, you do another 25 push-ups, 2 hours later, you do another 25, 2 hours later, another 25, 2 hours later, another 25, and you accumulate over 100 push-ups through the day. Now, what is going to happen is this is going to give you a lot of volume on that muscle group that's working, primarily the chest and anterior deltoid, the front of the shoulder, and the triceps. And so those muscle groups, the shoulder, the chest, and the triceps, when you're doing push-ups repeatedly like that and accumulating a large amount of volume within the day, you're actually going to feel like you got a workout. Not only are you going to feel like you got a workout, but you did get a workout. You got the muscular damage, the muscular strain, the metabolic fatigue, and your muscles will respond with adaptation signals. And so, yes, even with this intermittent way of doing things, you could use this even for something like muscle hypertrophy. Let's go back just to what we know in the research about what are some of the causes of muscle hypertrophy. Well, metabolic stress, when you get these burning sensations in the muscle, this metabolic stress, also metabolic damage or muscle damage in the tissues when you get this stress and strain and little micro tears in the muscle, and also volume, increased volume when you get lots and lots of movement. So you can stimulate it through muscle strain and tears. You can stimulate it through metabolic sort of challenges, and you can stimulate it just through the amount of work that the muscle has to do. And so you can use these microbursts or this vigorous intermittent activity as a way to even get in your body part training when you are not able to get in a workout. And it is highly effective and efficient. In fact, I just did a road trip up to Chicago a couple weeks ago, and I had a kettlebell in the back of my car, and I had a set of dumbbells. And I basically did that trip over 10 hours and stopped about 5 or 6 times and basically used those implements that I had in the back of my car to do different body parts. And so on the way up, I was doing bicep curls and kettlebell swings. And on the way back down, I was doing a curl and a press, as well as push-ups with the dumbbells and then just a regular push-up, and was able to get my workout in and get an awful lot of volume in. This is one of these things that really, when I was doing this way back when, I didn't necessarily think that it was nearly as effective as a regular workout. It was just something that I was doing to make sure I got something in so I didn't take time off. But now we're starting to see research that is showing this can actually be as good, perhaps, as a regular workout. Let me give you a study from December 2022 that was published in Nature Medicine. This is volume number 28, December 22 of Nature Medicine. If you want the page numbers, I have them. I'm looking at my notes right now. Pages 2521 to 2529. And what this study looked at was 3 to 4 1-minute vigorous intermittent activity sessions throughout the day. Okay, so they basically had up to 4.4 minutes of activity. This could be things like jumping jacks. This could be things like push-ups. This could be things like skipping rope, jumping jacks, this kind of stuff. Now, normally, when you look at the research on this burst training, or what I call burst training, or this VILPA or VIPA activity, they're usually doing things that are more cardio-based. And this is across the board, unfortunately, in exercise research. Cardiovascular studies have dominated most of the research, with resistance training sessions being studied much less. I would argue that it is far better, if you're going to do these types of things, to either A, combine cardiovascular exercise and resistance training. So for example, instead of doing squats or jumping jacks, do a squat press or a burpee or something that gets the whole body involved, or just do resistance training. Because when you do intense resistance training at high levels, which you're going to do with these short bouts of activity, you're going to get the breathless effect also. And so I just want to draw your attention to, normally when they're doing this, they're looking at a breathless type of activity, cardio-based activities, but you can do this and should do this, and I'm going to tell you how to do this in a minute, with resistance training. So what did they find in this particular study? Well, they showed, and the way they did this study, by the way, these kind of studies, is they looked at individuals who they would have accelerometers that they put on, and they would follow them and see what they did throughout the day. So they could tell if they went up a flight of steps fast, or if they were carrying heavy groceries, or if they had to run for the bus stop, or whatever this is, right? And so this particular study was just looking at associations between bursts of activity that people would do throughout the day, not necessarily structured things like jumping jacks and things like that. And what they found is that the people who accumulated about 4.4 minutes of vigorous intermittent physical activity throughout the day had a 26 to 30% decrease.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Breaking into the show real quick because I want to tell you about a brand new free, absolutely free offer from Next Level Human. And you are going to love this, and it is going to give you fantastic results for your health and fitness. Right now, the research area in health and fitness is all abuzz with something called VILPA, Vigorous Intermittent Lifestyle Physical Activity, otherwise known as exercise snacks or exercise bursts. Think about it this way. You wake up in your day at 8 a.m., you do 1 or 2 minutes of intense activity, then you go about your day. Couple hours later, you do it again. Couple hours later, again. Couple hours later, again. And maybe finally again in the evening. And what this does, this very short 1 to 3 minute intermittent burst spread out throughout the day, give you similar benefits to your traditional intense exercise. In fact, a 2022 study in Nature Medicine found that this reduced cancer risk by 40%. Cardiovascular disease by 40%. And this was just 4 bouts of 1 to 3 minute intermittent activity throughout the day. When they looked at doing more than that, up to 11 bouts, it was a 65% reduction for cardiovascular events. This is incredibly powerful. And what I wanted to do is offer this free to the Next Level Human community. All you need to do is go to drj.com/snacks. Register absolutely free to get these via email. And more importantly, all you need to do is put your text number in, your mobile number in, and we will text these to you 4 times throughout the day. Follow along intermittent workouts that you can do. These short, intense, 1 to 3 minute workouts in video and audio format that you can get to your text, turn on, get them done super quick, and then be done. And the beautiful thing about this, you can do them anywhere during your day because they're so short. You do not need to sweat. You won't need to shower afterwards. This is an incredibly powerful way for us to get the physical fitness benefits that we need to keep our bodies healthy and fit. And I have seen very effective results for people with weight loss as well. So go over to drjade.com/snacks. Get these intermittent vigorous activity snacks of 1 to 3 minutes free to your email and your text and start getting results with your health and fitness and improving your health right now. drjade.com/snacks. I hope you really love this free service from Next Level Human. And let's get back to the show. In all-cause mortality. And when they brought that up to 11 minutes, they saw even higher reduced rates. They also saw, amend that for you because I just read that wrong. What they saw was a 40% decrease in all-cause mortality. They saw a 26 to 30% decrease in cancer mortality risk, and they saw a 32 to 34% drop in cardiovascular death risk. And so I'll say that one more time just so you have it straight. 40% drop in all-cause mortality, up to 30% drop in mortality from cancer risk, and 34% in cardiovascular death. And when they took that 4.4 minutes up to close to 11 minutes or 11 1 minute sessions per day, they saw a death rate decline in cardiovascular risk of 65%. So that's what this study in the December 22 Nature Medicine Journal found. So that gives you some really beautiful statistics, basically finding 30% reduced risk or greater in 4 minutes of this activity. And if you go up to 11 sessions of this activity, you see cardiovascular disease risk going down by 65%. Now, this is equivalent to, and perhaps even greater in some studies, than traditional cardiovascular exercise. This is incredibly powerful stuff. And this is just one study that I am referencing here for you. So the idea here would be, is this exciting? Absolutely, it is exciting to now have data that is actually showing that this is powerful. And what they're actually showing is that any type of activity in other studies, more recent studies are showing any type of activity that can break up sitting is also beneficial, even if it's not super intense. For example, if you are sitting all day, one recent study showed that just getting up and doing 1 to 2 minutes of squats up and down and then sitting back down and getting back to work can essentially wipe out the health risks associating with sitting. And we all know that many health promoters and many people who are in the health, when we look at research and making recommendations regarding what we should be doing for our health, that they're calling sitting the new smoking. And we all have heard for years how bad smoking is and how much it increases our risk of morbidity in terms of disease and mortality in terms of death. Well, they're basically showing that sitting for long periods of time may be as dangerous as smoking. And what these sessions are doing is they're breaking that up. And so what I want you to be thinking about when you're thinking about this VILPA activity or these micro burst sort of workouts that I'm going to teach you how to do in this podcast is I want you to think about doing them, especially during times when you are working for long periods of time and sitting and taking breaks. We people in the Western world, and especially us Americans, have a very bad habit of sitting for very long periods of time without getting up. We really should, for our health, make sure that we stand up and move around every hour or so. And we can, especially if we're not exercising, we can amplify the intensity of these times when we're not sitting and start getting some exercise benefits. Okay, so how do we do these things? Well, first of all, what I want to tell you is that I have a new service for you that goes right along with this that is absolutely free. This service, all you have to do is go to drj.com/snacks, drj.com/snacks, and basically put in your email. It'll take you to a page where you can then put in your number, your cell phone number, and you will get a text that reminds you every couple hours or so to do a snack. Not only will you get a text, but you'll get a little link to a microburst workout that lasts anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes that does not require any equipment whatsoever. And you can do these snacks and follow along and get them sent right to your phone. This is absolutely free. There is no charge for this at all. And you can get these snacks for free. I encourage all of you to take advantage of this. drj.com/snacks. Now, these snacks that are sent out, basically in the ones that I give you for free, all you need to do is hit the link and follow along and listen to what you're being told to do. And you can essentially do the workout and then get right back into your day and do that several times throughout the day for the benefit of these. Now, you can also design these yourself. And so let's go through two ways of doing this. First of all, let's talk to the person who doesn't do much exercise at all. So you're not working out much. Maybe you're walking, but you're sitting most of your day. The way to do this, the best and simplest way to do this, is pick something that creates a burning effect and a breathless effect simultaneously in your body. You'll feel some burning and you'll feel some breathlessness. One of the easiest things, if you have steps near you, is to do walking and climbing steps. And what you'll do is you can set your timer on your phone for every 2 hours. And when that timer goes off and says it's time to do your exercise burst or your exercise snack, what you can do is go climb steps. Find steps in your house, go up the steps, go down the steps, go up the steps, go down the steps, and set your timer for anywhere from 1 minute to 3 minutes and go up and down those steps. Now, if you don't have steps, you can do a squat or you can do a lunge. And what you want to do on the squat is take out the bottom of the squat and the top of the squat. So you take out the resting. So you get a little tension squat, we call it, where you don't rest at the bottom and you don't rest at the top. And you're sort of pulsing in that middle range, that 3/4 rep range. and you will find that your muscles begin to burn. And this is what you want to go for. And leg workouts or leg microbursts are some of the best to do because the legs are the biggest combined muscle groups in the body. And so you get an awful lot of metabolic action when you're working your legs. Now, if you want to ramp this up a little bit, get a couple dumbbells, light little dumbbells, put them by your desk. And when you do your squat, also do a press or do a curl or do a lunge and a press or a lunge and a curl, so-called hybrid movements. If you've ever done some of my workouts like metabolic aftershock, metabolic renewal, metabolic prime, and also in metabolic female and metabolic male, my new programs, you know what these hybrid moves are. Any hybrid move does really well. A squat with a lunge, a squat with a press, a squat with a side raise, a squat with a front raise. All of these things work really well. A squat with a curl and a press, also a lunge and a curl, a lunge and a press, a lunge with a curl and a press. So you get the idea. The idea is to get as many muscle groups as possible involved with these microbursts. That's for you individuals who don't do any other activity throughout your day. What you might want to do is just these microbursts, and it doesn't matter what you do, just do any of them and try to accumulate 4 of these to 6 of these throughout the day. 4 to 6, every 2 to 4 hours, you want to get these in throughout the day. Now, if you sign up for the free snacks that I give you at drj.com/snacks, what that does is give you a snack to do every 4 hours. One comes at 10, I'm sorry, every 2 hours. One comes at 10 a.m., one comes at 12 p.m., one comes at 2 p.m., and one comes at 4 p.m. So it's designed for individuals who are sitting at their desk all day working. So you get one at 10 a.m., you get one at 12 p.m., you get one at 2, and then you get one at 4. Now, if you're doing this on your own, you might want to just do one at 8, one at 10, one at 12, one at 2, one at 4, one at 6, if you want to ramp that up a little bit. So that's for the person who's not doing any other activity at all. Now, you might be a type of person who goes, I want to just do these workouts and only these workouts. How would you structure these? Well, what I would do is alternate days. So on one day, I would do pick a muscle group, upper body, let's say. And on the next day, you would pick a cardiovascular approach, and then you would alternate like that. And so let's say on Monday, you just do push-ups. You're working push-ups, which works the shoulders, the chest, and the triceps. And so at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m., you basically do push-ups, 1 minute of push-ups during that time. And then you basically wait till the next day. Now, the next day, you can do something that is more breathless-oriented, like jumping jacks, like climbing steps, like a squat and a press, like anything to get you breathless. Then on Wednesday, you go back to upper body, but this time you do back and biceps, let's say. So this time you basically do bent over rows with your dumbbells. And so at 8 a.m., 10, 12, 2, 4, and 6, you do 1 to 2 minutes of bent over rows with your dumbbells. Then on Thursday, you go back to doing a cardio-based burst type of approach. And then on Friday, you're back to doing chest and triceps and shoulders again. So you can see that on the days you're doing the cardio stuff, you're getting your legs in. On those days, you're doing things like squats and presses, lunges, climbing stairs, etc. But on the alternate days, you're doing something strength-based for the upper body. And you can do this Monday through Sunday, just alternating these days. One day it's upper body. The next day it's cardio/legs. Next day it's upper body. The next day it's cardio/legs. Now, what if you're somebody who is already very active and doing workouts already? You work out every day. You are, you know, most of the week, you know, let's say 3 to 6 times per week. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold, but you're working out, let's say 3 to 6 times per week. Do you need to do these? Well, the answer is absolutely not. You do not need to do these. The next question you might ask is, will it benefit me if I do? In the same way that accumulating steps, 10,000 steps per day, let's say, while you're working out can benefit you, absolutely these short bursts of activity can certainly benefit you up to a point. I would say if you're already working out 5 to 7 days per week, you probably don't necessarily need to add these in. And if you do, make them more gentle bursts rather than extremely intense bursts. However, if you're working out 3 to 5 times per week, putting these in may amplify your results. And so they can be very beneficial that way. And where most fitness-oriented people are going to find these useful is you're going to find them very useful when you are going through long days of work where you know you're not going to be able to get a workout in, or when you're traveling, or when you're at conferences. Anytime you know you're not going to be able to get your normal workout in, you can always use these microburst workouts. Now, remember the rules. 1 minute to 3 minutes max is basically what you want to do with these. I also want to let you know that because they're so short, there's no real warm up here with these things. You do might want to come in a little bit gingerly and come out of them a little bit more slowly, but you ramp up and you really push these. And because you're only doing 1 to 3 minutes, what's nice about this is you do not need to change out of your work clothes. It's not long enough for you to get hot and sweaty. That's another reason why these are so convenient for a lot of people, because you never actually have to change out of your clothes. Many of you who have done some of my retreats or some of my online events are already familiar with the way that I use these, because I tell you to do these and sometimes we do these together. You do not need to change in and out of your clothes because they can be so powerful. And so these microburst workouts can be incredibly effective for you. They can dramatically enhance health, as we talked about in that Nature Medicine study. There's not much research on how this can impact body composition yet, but I can tell you, based on some of the things I told you about my experience way back when, where I would do one body part throughout the day, you will get delayed onset muscle soreness. You will feel like you got a workout in. And therefore, I am convinced that done the right way, these can certainly hypertrophy, especially for people who are beginners to weight training. And so there will be more research on this. I will certainly be talking about it. It is a very powerful tool to use with your health and fitness. And so I hope that you begin to incorporate these microbursts into your workout, and you're certainly welcome to use the ones I have prepared for you for free. Just go to drjade.com/snacks, drjade.com/snacks, and you will get these microburst exercise snacks for free, delivered right to your cell via text. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it's a really powerful tool that you can use, and I will see you at the next podcast, where we'll likely be talking about micro workouts and rest-based training. Have a good one, everyone. Talk to you soon.
You have been listening to the Next Level Human podcast with Dr. Jade Tita. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe and consider leaving a review. You make the biggest difference when you pass on your lessons and inspire others. That's why reviews like this are so powerful. Your words may be the only ones that resonate for someone else. Please remember, the information in this podcast is for educational purposes only. Always consult your personal physician or therapist before making any lifestyle changes. And finally, thank you for who you are in the world and the difference you make.